Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The 7th edition of the Namibia International Energy Conference is currently underway. I'm joined by NJ Ayuk, the Executive Chairman of the African Energy Chamber. Welcome, NJ. What would you say is the main focus of this year's Namibia International Energy Conference?
I think a lot of the focus has been on in-country value creation. There is big discussions, and rightly so, around what these oil discoveries will mean for Namibians. Are there going to be jobs created? Are there going to be opportunities for everyday people?
Are they going to see that we do this oil and gas work without hurting the environment and do so sustainably? That is really, really what has been going on here. But as just also discussions from the investors who wants to see their investment protected. They want to see stability. They want to see government working hand in hand with them, which Namibia is already doing that. So there is much discussion about what's the next age, the next phase forward, because a lot of everyday people are hearing about these discoveries, but then they're still seeing fuel price at the pump going up. So what does this really mean for them? And those really heated discussions are going on, and I think it is the right place to do, because it's better for those discussions to be had right here in Namibia, land of the brave.
NJ, how does the 2025 edition differ from the previous conference?
I think the 2025 edition differs from the previous one because, one, there is a very new administration in Namibia with a new political players that have to be known by the oil and gas sector. But the other part of it also is that you also have now Namibians are having a sense of what they want. They are leading the discussions. And that's something that I have seen that has been, you know, it brings so much joy to me. They are defining the narrative about their energy future. And that is something that for far too long, that narrative has been defined and described by others for them. Now they know what they want. They are defining what they want and they're ensuring that policies and investments will align to that. And that's a good thing.
Yes. What outcomes or partnerships are you hoping to achieve from this gathering?
You know, from us, from my perspective, I'm seeing a lot of deals that are being signed. And then, you know, this is different kind of deals. And the deals that I see being signed here are deals that really come with partnership between South African and Namibian companies, European and Namibian companies, American and Namibian companies. Those key partnerships are the what really pleases me, that I'm seeing Brazilian companies right here and really partnering with Namibians to ensure that they work hand in hand. That is a break from the past where Namibians were always behind. But look at something what we saw. There's an increase in women hiring in the industry, and a big push to see women taking a leading role in the industry than we've seen in the past. So in the past, we've always had women being the last hired and the first fired. Now it's reversing. We have some companies that women are leading the change, women are leading the drive, and that's to me, it's not only positive, but it's a very good thing.
Yes. NJ, how are green hydrogen and renewables integrated into Namibia's broader energy strategy?
They are part of it. You know, it's about an energy mix. It's not just about fossil fuels and that's it. No, you got to make money from fossil fuels, pay for green hydrogen or solar wind. But, you know, sometimes the sun wouldn't shine forever. The wind wouldn't blow forever. You might need natural gas to fix that base load that you need, but you need to always bring in renewables into the scheme. It is very, very important, and we should not abandon that.
Maybe you could tell us what new investment opportunities are being presented at this year's conference.
We're seeing investment opportunities that are coming around infrastructure. Infrastructure development that is going to drive green hydrogen and is going to drive oil and gas is going to be key, because the big multinationals can do work offshore, but we got to put some skin in the game to really be able to have a whole infrastructure play that it would ease and reduce the cost of doing business. That cost of doing business is really good. So if you go and produce a barrel, you're going to produce a barrel cheaper and better in this country. So for those who are not even involved in oil and gas, I think your big investment should start looking at how do you invest that energy infrastructure that is really going to propel these developments and make it cheaper and make it more attractive and more beautiful for the Namibian people.
Oh, wow. NJ, what will Namibia's energy sector, according to you, look like in 10 years if the goals discussed here are achieved?
Jobs. It's going to be about jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs for everyday people. Jobs for people who've been left on the roadside. Jobs for people who never thought they had a shot. Jobs for making the little guy become the big guy. But also very important, energy poverty. I met a lot of young people who come from villages that have no electricity. We have to be able to give them energy, electricity, because electricity is life. That's how a young person gets a fighting chance to get out of poverty and get to work and rather rely on handout. If we do that, and we must do that, we must hold ourselves accountable so that we can make this work.
How important would you say is regional cooperation in SADC to achieving Namibia's energy goals?
It's so important. You know, Angola has a lot of experience. You could learn from Angola's success and Angola's mistakes. Don't make the same mistakes that Angola has made and then push from there. You could see, look at South Africa, look at what you see. Namibia stands in a strategic place. When you produce energy in Namibia, you have big market, the SADC, 300 million people. You will be able to export energy to 300 million people. That's a lot of money and a lot of jobs you're going to create in and outside Namibia. And we must not lose focus on that.
Just the last question. I don't want to keep you. What message would you like to send to young Namibians interested in joining the energy sector?
Get in it. Don't get scared. Don't get weary. Don't feel that it's too complicated. It is not. You just have to have that eagerness to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning. And don't be scared to learn. You know, go in there. Don't try to proclaim, but learn. And when you learn, you can grow.
NJ, thank you so much. We'll definitely talk again.
It's an honor. Thank you for being patient with me.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.